Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mount Pleasant Fellowship Cup RSVP Director Camille Van Horn about a grant they just recently received from Volunteer Iowa.
If you could tell me what RSVP does at the Fellowship Cup.
Well, RSVP is a program, it's a national program that's been around for quite some time. In our county, it's been around since, 1989. But what we do here primarily is we use volunteers over the age of 55. It's for senior volunteers. The bulk of what our volunteers do here includes providing medical transportation for people who need it to get to and from their medical appointments, some food deliveries. We participate in the Meals on Wheels program, you know, that type of thing. We also have some of our volunteers that help with our food pantry. Fellowship Cup is kind of a sponsor for this program that we have here. So that's pretty much what the RSVP program does.
For those who aren't familiar with the Fellowship Cup, what service does that provide for the Mount Pleasant community?
The Fellowship Cup has been around for a while. They primarily, what we do is we're in Southeast Iowa, of course, as you are, and the primary focus of the Fellowship Cup is to provide food, clothing, housing assistance for the underserved in Henry County. We have quite a few things that we do. The first thing I might mention that's going on right now, as a matter of fact, is the Summer Sacks program. You know, this is a service that we provide for children during the summer when they're out of school. They can come in and get a sack lunch every day for free. And we serve right now probably about an average of 140 kids a day during the summer. We also provide school supplies. We distribute those before the beginning of each school year, so we'll do that. We have our food pantry that goes on throughout the year, and that is on Thursdays. We have people who can sign up for that, and they can come by once a week and pick up groceries and things for free for their families. And we have our thrift store. It's called the Quarter Maybe More Store, and it's just, you know, adjacent to our Fellowship Cup building here in Mount Pleasant. And that is really the primary, that drives our revenue primarily to pay our bills for our programs. And so pretty much anybody who donates items to the quarter store for sale, anybody who volunteers their time to work there, they're supporting the programs that we do.
And the grant that you just received from Volunteer Iowa for RSVP, what will those funds be going towards?
Yes, well, primarily those are going to cover mileage reimbursement for all of the volunteers that we have. They're entitled to receive reimbursement for the miles that they drive to take people to and from. They sometimes drive as far from here to, you know, Iowa City, sometimes, you know, Burlington and back and forth. So that the bulk of that actually covers their mileage, just reimbursements for the year.
And this is for like medical transports and whatnot?
Yes, exactly. So we have a lot of people, a lot of older people who are, and sick people who are homebound. They can't really drive, and they wouldn't have any other alternative. Some of them don't have families here or anybody to help them. So that's a service that we provide.
Why do you think people volunteer for the RSVP program?
You know, there have been studies done to kind of show what the needs are in this area, particularly education. You know, we have programs also. I forgot to mention that. Another thing that we do, RSVP volunteers also read to students at the elementary school. That's a pretty important piece I failed to mention. So we also read. You know, we have volunteers that read because that's one of the needs and interests that we have. A lot of volunteers. It's a big volunteer community, first of all. People have a big interest in doing that. And so we're kind of matching the needs that we have to the interests of the volunteers. And so it works out nicely that they, you know, they want to help out in these areas. A lot of them are just kind-hearted people, and they like to give back to their community. And a lot of them have a specific interest. You know, they, too, see that perhaps they will be in that position one day. They may not necessarily need rides, but there will be more elderly at some point. So.
And what impact do you think RSVP has on the Mount Pleasant community?
Well, I think that the RSVP program and specifically the Fellowship Cup, that association is a very strong presence here. I'm sort of new to the area, so I'm still learning a lot about it, but my understanding and from many people I've met so far since we arrived is that this organization is very well received in Mount Pleasant, very well respected. Ken Brown, our director, is a person of integrity, and just across the board, our board and workers and volunteers and staff. It's important to maintain that level of integrity. And I think the reputation of the organization and the impact that the RSVP program has had and is continuing to have in the community has been very well received and very well supported, I think, by the numbers of volunteers. We have a lot of people that help out. And so at this point, we're kind of looking to expand and see who are some of the other entities in the community that may not be served yet, organizations, people that may need some volunteers to expand their programs and to meet the needs of some people that we have not yet been aware of. So that's our goal, is we're going to try to broaden it even more and find people who may not yet be in the program but would like to be.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with the Fellowship Cup RSVP Director Camille Van Horn. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.